In this rite, which we are presently celebrating, the Pauline rite, some things are a little bit obfuscated, and the feast that we celebrate today, which is really January the 6th, that is the real Epiphany, the 12th day of Christmas, which goes back to the beginning of the Church. In fact, Christmas was celebrated on January the 6th until the year 375. And then the Holy Father decided, no, these are two separate events. And so Christmas was then, by the order of the Pope, celebrated on the day on which it happened, December 25th. And then this feast, that January the 6th, was celebrated on January the 6th. Now it's neither nor. But anyway, that's the way it is today. The main thrust of this feast, which of course in a way umbrellas everything, the whole liturgical year, is a manifestation of the divinity of the child Jesus. He is the Son of God and also the Son of Mary, as we have particularly celebrated on this first Saturday of the month of January, dedicated to the child Jesus, to the infant of Prague, and which is the first Saturday of this holy year of grace of 2025. So there are many, many extra special graces that are bestowed, especially upon those who take the trouble. And I remind you, confession, communion, and at least 15 minutes meditating on the mysteries of the Rosary. And of course, the mystery of the Epiphany is united to the mystery of the Nativity, and it is indeed part of the Rosary too, not just a separate set of mysteries or whatever. There's too many things, but they are part of the joyful mysteries. When the Son of God is born in Bethlehem, and soon these kings from afar, priest kings, as they had in the old days, who came. And of course, St. Paul tells us in his epistle to the Hebrews that in former times, in myriad ways, God spoke to all the peoples in the ways that they understood. And the way in which these people who were not Jewish, they were heathens, understood was by looking at the stars. And God used this as a means of communicating with them. Nothing is beyond God, beyond his power, or beyond his mercy. They saw his star at its rising. And by the schedule that we are given here by St. Matthew, who of course, he had no other source other than Mary for all this information. St. Joseph was dead when they came around. When he came around, the apostles and the evangelists. It was only Mary. The Magi, as they were called, and the word Magi comes from the word Magus, which means wizard. And of course, they were Magi because they were priest kings. And they sacrificed to the gods and so forth and so on. But they all knew that there was a real God, whom they did not know, who had come to save everyone from their sins. And of course, it was revealed to them. This one whom you do not know, is born in Bethlehem. But they didn't know exactly all the parameters, so they went to ask, who else would they ask? The king in Jerusalem, who was not really the king. He was not even Jewish. He had no reason to be there, and he was very, very sensitive about this, because he knew that everyone knew that he was not the real king. If you were to count who the real king was, it would have been Saint Joseph, the descendant of David. And so, of course, he had usurped the throne and the power and the money. It's all about money. And so he was the king, but he was not really the king. And everyone despised him, and he knew it. So he knew that the first chance they had, they would throw him off the throne, and then the real king would be enthroned, which of course is there in the throne of the crib of the manger. Another reason why he was born in the manger, to show everybody what the real throne is, that it is not of gold, but it is of straw and reeds and has the cross upon it, the reason for which he came. So they find out, and then they come, and by this time it's 2 years have happened since the rise of the star, which happened before the birth of Christ. Probably it happened before the Annunciation. And so they came. It took a long time to go from all these places. And we know three of them, Saints Balthasar, Saint Caspar, and Saint Melchior. And Melchior, of course, is one of the names of St. Pius X at baptism. Melchior Sarto, who took the name Pius X when he became Pope. And so they came to adore him because they knew that this was not just any old king. This was the king of the universe, the creator of the universe, the Lord of lords and King of kings. And so they came to the place where Mary was, and St. Matthew, who gets this from Mary, says, they came to do him homage. He was with his mother. They don't mention St. Joseph here. St. Joseph was working somewhere, because he was a construction worker, an architect, a carpenter, who built wooden structures and furniture and so forth. So they were not poor. This was a very, very wealthy profession. That is not the reason he was born in the manger. It was the will of God. And so they came by that time, and St. Matthew says it, they came to the house. They were no longer there. They came to the house where the child was with his mother. And they brought him gifts, such as we are supposed to bring him gifts. Our gifts are spiritual. Our love, our devotion, our fidelity, our loyalty. They brought him gold because he was king. You don't bring gold to a shepherd. He had no use for it. Gold because he was a king. Incense because he was God, to offer sacrifice to God. And myrrh, the sad gift, for his burial, because it would be at the tomb that this same myrrh that Our Lady kept for all these years would be used by St. Joseph of Arimathea to anoint with oil the body of Christ, who would rise again on the third day. It's all one great, wonderful, incredibly beautiful mystery. And of course, that is what we are celebrating ahead of time today. Now, it reminds me when I was in a seminary in Rome, and St. Paul VI went ahead because the government pressured him to get rid of some of the holy days, because in Italy, in Spain, in Portugal, holy days were days like Sunday, no work, everything was closed, and so forth. And so they wanted money, of course. That's the reason for everything in this world today. So they convinced Paul VI to do away with the Epiphany on the 6th. It could be celebrated on Sunday. That's why we have it here, in the Pauline Rite, on Sunday. And of course, it's not even Sunday today. It's the Vigil of Sunday, which does not exist in that way in the Mass of the Ages. And so, at that time, the children of Italy and the children of Rome, and you don't mess around with them, they went on strike, and the streets of Rome were overwhelmed with children protesting that they had been robbed of their feast, because it was on the 6th of January when their gifts were delivered by the kings, and among them also one that we do not know about here in America, but Italians may. When the kings were traveling, they stopped at the inn of this old lady, a widow, And she tried to rob them, and as a result, she was punished. That on that day of the Epiphany, she was supposed to bring gifts to the children until the end of time. And her name was La Befana. And so La Befana, Tuesday, the children of Italy and Spain will celebrate. Because they moved it back because of the strikes of the children. You don't mess around with the children, not even if you're the Pope. Thanks be to God. So today we celebrate way ahead of time the Feast of the Epiphany. But the mystery is still the mystery. The mystery is still here. And I certainly hope that on Tuesday, La Befana will come and bring me many, many, many gifts. So you heard. And one of the gifts, of course, that I've been speaking about, I want for La Befana to bring me Cindy the baboon. She's not here yet. She is on my Facebook page now. I found a way to put her on there. And she's delightful. She is so funny. And what a wonderful gift. All of creation, as we sing in our hymns for Christmas and Epiphany, all our hymns speak of the fact that all of creation worships God. And in the antiphon for this season, after Christmas, before Candlemas, we speak of the fact that all of creation worships God. That's what we have. All of creation represented here in the Spanish Belén, which we have so painfully put up. And so let us rejoice in the birth of our King, He who brings us life, who brings us forgiveness, and who brings us heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.